The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club,
yeah,
Club 1080,
nope,
the hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
No.
At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
Would you like to know that I let out a real fart right as he was playing all the other farts?
Just to kind
all
of
the
like
fake farts?
Like a harmony,
yeah,
sort of thing?
Yeah. All right. I'm in tune.
Well, you're a man of many talents.
All right, well, as we waltz into the final hour of this week's broadcast.
Before we die on the way home, however will we manage? Now that I've said that, I probably will crash on the way home.
Now you'll be fine. Although...
You're an idiot, Souk.
As somebody pointed out on the Better You Today text line, you know, they say, I know you guys are just joking about the snow and all that, but we all know people are idiots, so just be careful. And that's right.
Yes, that is true.
But now let's go back to joking about it.
Yeah.
If we may. What else do we have here?
Snowmageddon 2019.
We're getting that in Banks. It is a full-on blizzard now. Anyone going to Banks better have four-wheel drive or some serious traction devices.
30% snow in Forest Grove.
30% snow. Hey, that's better because like an hour ago, there was no snow in Forest Grove.
109% grainy rain in Sylvan.
Snowmageddon 2019.
Like I'm just going to order a bunch of Chinese food and pizza this weekend and make them drive to me.
That is an eagle just swooping into a river, snagging a salmon, isn't that? That's a little scream at the
yes.
End.
Sounds like a bird coming in for just a murderous rage.
No snow in Salem.
And it's
we're also getting
41 degrees.
Balmy. We're also getting reports that Cornelius, nothing yet. Not even White Walkers.
And more importantly, this guy says that there's 15 inches in Oregon City and he died. So, not certain about the validity of that report. We're fact checking that right now, but initial reports, 15 inches, and we have a man that's dead.
A posthumous text message, scheduled it out 10 minutes ahead.
Yeah, it's like a country song, right? Where you die and then the postcard shows up later. The Washington governor did declare a state of emergency, though. I guess I've come in Seattle. Like, it's pretty bad.
That's two in a couple weeks. Didn't he do it for the measles also?
Well, they got some snow earlier this week.
I guess up in Seattle, like, they're being pounded up there. So it is a... Uh-huh. I can say that my home state...
Suck it, Seattle.
...is being pounded, and that because of that, it's a national emergency. So...
Can you claim a national emergency for being pounded?
Yes. Yes, you can. And it's happening right now in my state. Therefore, I feel like
no,
I should be able to leave and tell the boss, hey, it's an emergency. The governor declared it. I got to get home. Blah, blah, blah. If you notice that there's no one else in the building, they all took off for fear of Snowmageddon. There's no one here. Guaranteed the boss isn't here.
Well, they say it's not supposed to hit down where we are till 9 tonight. But I don't know. It's closing in fast. I feel so...
Deaf.
Vulnerable.
Deaf and the screeching eels and eagles are coming for us. What is that? The shrieking eels of the Princess Bride.
Snowmageddon 2019.
I'm going to make that my ringtone. Whatever the hell that thing is.
Have that pop up in the bank.
Sounds like something like a child's, the new Child's Play movie. That's going to be the terror scream. Did you see they're remaking that thing?
Oh, what? Child's Play?
Yeah, Child's Play. Wow. They released the trailer for it today.
That was my childhood
Chucky?
Fear.
Yeah, a little Chucky.
Yeah.
Audrey Plaza, the gal from Parks and Rec, she's the main character in it. And they don't really show you Buddy, the little good guy doll.
Right.
They give you, like, just glimpses. But I'll tell you what, I watched the trailer for it today. I'm in.
Hey, sign me up for some Aubrey Plaza, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sneaky hot, right?
She is sneaky hot.
Am I right about that?
Like, she had a stroke when she was a kid that
really?
I read. Yeah, she had it. And so, like, she was somewhat paralyzed on, like, I think the left side, right? I don't know.
But, is there such thing as somewhat paralyzed?
Yeah, Stallone's got that.
What's that?
Like, you know where Stallone kind of has the accent?
Yeah.
Being born, like, they messed up. I don't know that he got messed up when he was being born, and he got like part of his face is paralyzed, and that's why he talks like that.
Right.
Same thing with if you watch Plaza, she kind of talks out of like one side
of her
mouth.
Mouth, yeah,
Chip Kelly style.
Really?
Yeah,
I haven't noticed that.
So she is like the, if you're like a weird guy, like you wear a lot of black and
guilty. Oh, what?
You know, you just. That kid,
Rob, big in the goth scene.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like lighter than goth, but you know that you're a little weird,
little grungy.
You're off kind of the beaten path. You know, you got a lot of piercings. That's like, she's like the top of the food chain for that, right? Like she is for those
like
guys.
A little quirky, a little weird, but also just hot. You know,
for that group, she's like prime. She's like a 10. But watch the Child's Play. New trailer. I thought it's the same people that redid It. If you like the remake of It at all, it's the same group that's doing that.
Yeah, that was the childhood fear for me growing up was the little Chucky doll.
Dude, that little doll is freaky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't go into Spencer's Gifts for a good amount of time because they'd have, like, the lifelike size dolls. And
yeah.
Yeah, no thank you.
That thing's creepy as hell. My grandmother, who's dead now and was insane.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, sure.
wow.
She was
hot take.
Yeah, she not a huge fan.
Clearly.
Yeah. Not a lot of tears shed. I'm a surly bastard, I get it. When my daughter, my oldest now, who's 21, when she was like 5 or 6, my grandmother, who had a bunch of money, she was pretty well off, but was like the cheapest human being on the planet when
I'm
it came
really
to like
rich.
Gifts. And she liked the grabber machines, the little claw machines.
Yeah, where the kids always get stuck.
Yeah. And so she would get a lot of her gifts from those. And one year, it was the first year that me and my wife had been married. And so Taylor was 4, maybe 5. And for Christmas, my grandmother gave my 4 or 5-year-old a Chucky doll. And it even had a little knife in his hand and blood on his face. And she gave it to my daughter, who then was like kind of freaked out and dropped it and was freaked out by the doll. And my grandmother looked at her and said, "Look, he's sad. He needs your love." And she tried to pass that off as the gift for my daughter. And I just sat there and stared at her, and I'm like, really?
I'm surprised she didn't go with, it's going to be a collector's item one day.
You gave a 4-year-old a Chucky doll with blood and a knife that you got out of a grabber machine.
Well, you know, there are no guarantees with those things.
No. Just
take what
whatever.
You can get. Yeah.
You ever see those stories where kids are getting stuck in those? Like they're crawling in?
Yeah, they crawl in because there's the little door that you reach up.
Yeah.
And so you get little kids that think are like, well, I just get up in there. And they get wedged in the door.
And then the police have to come and put in a bunch of quarters and try to get them out.
Wouldn't that be something? And like instead of adoption agencies, we just had grabber machines, but with real babies.
Just the claw grabbing them by their head.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get your baby, man, but I did get you this stuffed animal.
Hey, good enough.
Well, where were we?
What were we talking about? We had Snowmageddon, and then we ended up in Chucky. And what the hell were we going to talk about?
Let me get on that.
You had something.
I did?
You had a story.
Well, I'm going to the Bezos thing next, but now we got a break.
I don't think you were talking about the Bezos
thing. I don't
either.
What was going on there?
Text, please. What the hell did Rob tease before we got derailed by birds and Chucky dolls? And
which was you. You impromptu brought up the trailer.
Yeah. Well, it got me today.
That'll happen.
In between watching Julian Edelman get his beard shaved, I saw the new Chucky trailer, and I thought it was pretty good. You know, I'm all, the remakes aren't necessarily, you know, the worst thing in the world. Some of them are terrible, but, you know, I'll give it a whirl.
Pet Sematary remake coming out.
Yeah, I think
that was a good movie.
Yeah, Pet Sematary was great.
Sometimes dead is better.
Did they make a Pet Sematary 2?
I think they did. I think Edward Furlong might have been in that, the kid from Terminator.
Mm.
Someone said he was talking about how you killed the man.
Me? What? News to me.
Were you about to confess to murder?
Multi-car pileup, I-5, 99th Street, exit Hazeldale.
Oh.
Barely snowing. Snow starts coming down at Salmon Creek, coming down really good and sticking, starting at the Clark County Fairgrounds.
And so we've already got a pileup because of that.
And by the way, that's from former MIR, Mike in Ridgefield, and he is a former grabber machine worker.
That is true.
He knows all about
it. He used to go around and fill those things up. And I think he worked for the Post. I think MIR, one, he's the most interesting man in the world. He's got the most amazing memory, and I feel like he has a connection to everyone.
He is a steel trap for a brain. There's no
matter
question.
What topic comes up, Mike will have a connection to whatever it is we're talking about. And then he produces a photo in order to back it up. Like, I went to my first Seahawk game in years, and I told you that I ran into Steve-O, right? The super Seahawk fan?
Yeah.
Who was sitting in front
of
us.
I didn't know he was a Seahawk fan, but...
Yeah, he was like just this... No, there's a guy, there's a super fan.
Oh, okay.
And his name is, he's Steve-O, and he dresses up and does the whole Seahawk thing. And I'm like, I don't know what this dude's deal was, but the guy was insane. And former MIR tweets at me and is like, you mean this Steve-O? And he's got a picture of him in his house. He's been to Steve-O's house. I'm like, how? How is this possible? And yet he does it every time. The man's amazing.
Is it possible we have a topic brewing of underrated scary movies?
Ooh.
Could that be? Because Pet Sematary is one.
Yeah, Pet Sematary would give
it doesn't get talked about a lot.
No, but it's there's something about the whole animal thing that it gives me the heebie-jeebies. 100% agree.
So text those, Better You Today, text line 55305, and then, you know, we'll get back on track.
And more importantly, raining in Gresham right now. So
what?
For the love of God,
run!
Watch out in Gresham. It's raining.
Snowmageddon 2019.
We'll be right back. 616 on the Fan.
And lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Bro.
Double sun power!
Underrated scary movies. Poltergeist. I don't know that that's underrated.
No, I feel like Poltergeist gets its fair due.
That's the haunted house with the staticky TV and stuff, right?
And the tree.
Yeah, not, I mean,
they're
scary.
Back.
Yeah, but that not one. Like, no.
That didn't do much for you?
Not really, no.
The one that I always thought, and I know they made a bunch of them after that, I thought were pretty dumb, but I always thought Hellraiser... Pinhead did not get his proper due amongst all the other.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Michael Myers and Jason and all. I don't know. It's like it just wasn't like as a mass appeal. But I always thought Pinhead was scarier than Freddy Krueger. In
didn't
fact,
they make,
I thought
like,
Freddy wasn't scary at all.
Oh, Freddy terrified me as a kid. But the Pinhead guy.
Yeah.
Didn't they make like 12 of those?
Yeah, there's like an S ton of them.
That's probably why. Well, I guess they did that with Jason.
They did that with Jason. They did with Freddy. I don't know. I never found Freddy. I found Freddy to be stupid. Like he wasn't the only scary part about. Like, he always came up with the most ridiculous way to kill you.
It's just the vulnerability of getting you in your sleep. I think that's why he was so scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, like, whatever. He's a goofball in a sweater with some knives on his fingers.
See, to me, he was not goofy. I was too stupid to have figured that out.
Yeah,
you watch it now, and I'm like, really? I was scared by this? But, man, I remember when those first came out. Whatever reason, those got me more than any other movie.
The only one that I remember at all being creepy about that is the 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock the door.
My sister was scared of that, yeah.
Like, that little thing was kind of scary, but...
Well, it was the threat of him. Like, you know, sometimes in these scary movies, less is more. And he wouldn't always show up. It would just be, they would start singing that, you know, and then you'd know he was coming, but you didn't see him, and
it just
freak you out.
So I didn't want to poo-poo Poltergeist too much because I saw The Shining for the first time within the last year, and those are kind of from the... same time,
yeah,
the 80s, late 80s, and yeah, Shining was That was solid. That got me going
a few times.
Well,
but that's not underrated.
No, I mean, that's viewed as an absolute
just
classic.
Wanted to make sure, you know, like they both fell in the same timeline. And some of these older 70s, 80s horrors, they just, you know, aren't as scary today, I don't think. But
well, a lot of them are now
Shining,
just,
that was, yeah.
Like they're like torture porn. Like exactly. Saw and like Hostel. There's nothing scary about those things. They're just disturbing. Now, the Rob Zombie ones, I think, are actually pretty good. Like, for modern horror ones, The Devil's Reject and House of a Thousand Corpses.
Right.
Captain Spaulding, the big dude, the little clown with his little top hat. Like, that guy gives me the heebie-jeebies. And also, The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I thought that was, like, when
that
he
first
starts,
one,
when
yeah.
he starts licking people.
Yeah, the second one's garbage. But, yeah, that first one,
Yeah, that's, that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
What about the original Scream?
Scary?
Yeah. Surprisingly scary. The Mask?
Yeah, I suppose. I might have to go back and...
That one got you a little bit.
I might have to go back and watch that.
Then you have, like, somebody brought up Children of the Corn.
Yeah, Malachi running around out there.
Great one.
I always thought that was pretty creepy.
Doesn't get talked about.
I was telling you, I need to add that to the list and check that out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other ones that...
Somebody said Thing. I don't know what Thing is.
Oh, yeah, Thing's pretty good. That was the one with Kurt Russell, and they go out into the Arctic wilderness, and they find that the alien that can mimic everything.
Oh, yeah, and it's like whoever's blood jumps out of this Petri dish. That's how we know is the actual monster or whatever
it is.
I
love Thing. Yeah. I don't know if that gets...
I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, that's a must. It's like John Carpenter. I want to say like mid-80s, and it's got big names in it. That's a solid movie. I don't know if it's necessarily scary.
Is Seven a horror movie?
Seven's, yeah. But
that's like a thriller almost.
Yeah, I don't think it's a horror movie either.
But Seven's great.
Oh, great movie. You're right. Not underrated.
I will say a newer scary movie that came out, I would say a decade ago, someone brought it on the Better You Today text line, was Strangers. Kind of the home invasion, the people with the masks,
yes,
and they're out in this basically... cabin in the woods, essentially. It's
quite
a house,
freaky.
But
I'm on board. One of the great lines that is the guy's like, "Why are you doing this?" And the little girl looks at him and goes, "Because you were home."
Yeah. I had to watch that movie like right when I woke up on a weekday or something at like 10 a.m. Lights on, window open. That was legitimately scary.
You guys ever seen The Descent?
No, but the concept of that movie frightens the hell out of me. Is that the one where they're in the, like, underwater caves and stuff?
Yeah.
Nope. I'm good.
Sneaky.
Yeah. And, like, then we're getting into, like, a whole... Because, like, there'll be, like, horror film, like nerds. But they're into, like, weird, like, off... Like, there's some really dark...
Like some Human Centipede stuff.
Yeah. Like, that's a whole other...
Did we need to go there?
No, it's just not my...
Was that necessary?
That's not my
yes.
cup of tea. There's some people that consider everything we're talking about not horror at all.
No.
It's like if we talk about, like, hard rock or metal music, and Mike's like, "That's not metal." He's like, "I've got some Brazilian death band that you have to listen to." It's a whole weird... Yeah. It's like they growl, not singing metal.
Sounds
like
a great drop.
Sounded like a didgeridoo.
Like, I'll be listening to like Metallica or Pantera, and I'll be like, "Candy ass, between the body and the grave," or whatever the hell you listen to. There's a whole weird sect of horror movies that are just that are way way out there, that are just I can't get on board with. I stick to more of the mainstream scary horror type movies.
What about Ernest Scared Stupid?
Yeah, that got me. Really,
what?
Really good.
Terrifying.
Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler.
Yes. Oh,
those three witches.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Damn them.
Is it wrong that I think that that's as hot as Sarah Jessica Parker has ever been? When she played the witch with the push-up?
Well, it depends if you think that a horse can be attractive.
Wow.
Joe coming at it with a hot take.
God.
You're going no hot at all, Sarah Jessica Parker?
I think it's really
no,
sexy.
No, that's a hard pass on my end there.
Wow.
Dude.
Maybe, yeah, no. Maybe I got to see some Sex in the City episodes or something, but yeah, no thanks.
I don't know. I think she walks in here right now, you're
yeah, drops everything.
I'll get an autograph.
Well, Joe... Again, this Joe's
sign my Gap jeans.
Joe's falling victim to the classic,
oh my God.
The classic male blunder.
Doubling down too
of doing the "she's not that hot," the Julia Roberts thing.
100% agree with you. If Sarah Jessica Parker rolls in here right now, everyone just immediately turns and is like, that's a gorgeous woman. And yours, and
she's
your,
a fine lady.
And your sports pants runneth over.
Although she's right. Getting kind of old now, man.
Dude, yes. This is
she's
what
up
saying,
there
in like,
my category.
I saw she's in a new show on, I think it's HBO that I just started watching. It's only two seasons. It's really good.
I saw the ad for it.
Divorce?
Yeah.
It's excellent. And I'll tell you what, she looks dynamite.
Yeah. She's money.
So I don't know if she just got back in shape for it, but it's with that Thomas Hayden Church. It's a really good show, and she brings the heat in it.
You know, this is probably not right, but she looks like she smells wonderful.
I can see that. Well, she's high class.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Yeah?
I guarantee she smells of fine perfumeries.
Yeah.
And lotions and potions yeah. And
all right,
all kinds of wonderful things.
Where were we? Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
How about this? You've been following this?
I'd like to blackmail Jeff Bezos.
Bezos exposes Pecker.
Hey-o!
Except that it's not what you think. The CEO of the company that owns National Enquirer, his name's David Pecker.
I know.
And I guess Bezos is a badass, and he's now exposing that Pecker from the National Enquirer tried to bribe him.
Well, tried to blackmail.
Or blackmail him.
Yeah.
Because with the nudes, you know. So this is interesting. So we love the Jeff Bezos story here.
Absolutely.
We've covered it incessantly.
And we've been waiting for the ween pick because apparently the National Enquirer has it.
Oh, they have it. Yeah, yeah. They have all this. They're the ones that got all the text messages and everything. And the original thought was that they got them from his mistress's girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like his mistress spilled the beans to his.
Ratted him out.
Ladies. Now, what we're understanding is that is not the case. Bezos's team thinks that it was politically motivated, like somebody high up in, like, you know, the Trump cabinet.
I'd like to believe that the Russians were somehow involved.
China.
Well, you know, he and Trump are adversaries.
Yeah.
And Pecker and Trump are buddies.
I'm really rich.
Longtime buddies. And, so what they're saying is Bezos has hired his own investigators. I just picture like Ray Donovan type people.
Well, when you've got $137 billion, I'm assuming that you can hire some muscle.
And then they're saying that they believe it's politically motivated and that's where it came from. And Bezos put out a thing exposing Pecker saying, hey man, this guy tried to blackmail me with my nudes.
And now they're trying to figure out whether or not this is like a full on crime. And if
right.
You can like throw the Pecker in prison.
That's right.
Can you put the cuffs on him?
Yeah, because Pecker had a deal. And his company had a deal for what went on with Cohen.
Yeah, well, Cohen and then the whole Stormy Daniels thing. Right?
Yeah,
they agreed to bury the story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so their agreement was they can't if National Enquirer commits a crime, all bets are off.
Yeah.
And this could be a crime.
By the way,
I guarantee you they tried to blackmail him.
100%. Now, I'm going to throw this out for you. I know Bezos is...
And what a badass for not just
paying him off. But, like, I'm not saying that Bezos knows people that could do this, but I would be terrified trying to blackmail the richest man in the world. Because I figure if you have $137 billion, A, you've stepped on some people on the way up. B, you've got enough money to pay... whatever to do whatever, and that if you don't know people personally, you know people around you that can take care of things like this. See Ray Donovan. I just wouldn't be comfortable. Like there's like you want to blackmail rich, but there's a certain point of rich where I don't think you blackmail anymore.
Or you get so rich that you look at it the other way and you say, you know what? He's so rich, he'll dump me down $100,000 and I'm like a fly on the wall to him.
So maybe you go for
it. And the $100,000 is a fly swatter.
Yeah, but this one had the potential of maybe being... Well, I mean, he was already getting divorced, I guess.
I guess what they're saying now is Bezos, his bombshell, because he came out and said, they've tried to blackmail me.
Yeah.
Apparently, they think this is going to lead to... Because he has said a bunch of famous people have contacted him.
Yeah.
That the same thing happened to them from National Enquirer. And apparently there's going to be like this, going to be like hashtag me too, where all of a sudden now the cat's out of the bag and all these people are going to come out and share their stories of how the National Enquirer tried to blackmail.
Well, I'm sure this happens all the time, right? Let's say you got $100 million, you're some famous, muckety muck. National Enquirer wants $1 million to make something go away. And I'm sure there's people that pay people like this all the time to make it go away.
And if you're
Kobe
Bezos,
said that Shaq does this, remember?
What?
Remember when Kobe ratted out Shaq? when Kobe was interviewed after the old rape allegation, he was talking to the cops and he goes, man, should have just paid her to go away. That's what Shaq does. And had it on the police record. Oops.
Well, if you're Bezos, can't you just buy them?
Yeah, but that kind of goes
and
along.
And fire them all?
Oh.
You know? Like, when you're that rich.
You just buy the National
Enquirer.
And
you're feuding with Trump, just buy Fox News. And fire them all.
That'd be the greatest thing ever.
You know what I mean?
If he bought fake news and then turned Fox News against Trump.
All right,
what
we
would
he
watch anymore? What would he do with his mornings?
Coming up next is...
Commercials.
Worst lawsuit ever.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one.
Next, here's Joe. Double sign power! See, this is one of those... Mike and I were trying to tell you the other day there's some funny stuff on Twitter. Just stupid stuff. Like, for example, Mount Rainier just tweeted, I got something that can melt all that ice and snow. Let me know if I can help. And then there's an emoji of a volcano. And Mount St. Helens responded to Mount Rainier with, bitch, please.
All right.
I'm sorry. That's fantastic.
That's pretty good. I saw one, I retweeted it, but and I think it was just some random guy. I think he tweeted at KGW, because KGW was asking people to like send in photos of what it was like out at supermarkets and whatnot. And some guy tweeted out, he said, I knew it was in trouble when I pulled up to the local Safeway and this guy was playing like over the crowd and they had the guy from Mad Max, like hanging, you know, the guy like playing the guitar, like with flames. And he's like bouncing up and down. And I was like, yeah, well played. Well played indeed.
Apparently, up in Washington, they declared a state of emergency.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because if you look at the picture that, at least the one Twitter feed that I'm looking at is Twitter Moments, where it says Washington declares state of emergency as Snowmageddon hits Seattle. The picture is a rather mundane picture of just like a light dusting. And I guarantee you people in Colorado are just falling out of their chairs laughing. State of emergency. What does that even mean, state of emergency?
I think it just means that you can like free up like funds, right? I think when they do that, you get access to...
What do they need funds for?
I don't know. Salt something or I don't know. You need something. You gotta find a way to deal with the Snowmageddon.
They have salted.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a state of emergency.
Okay, here's... this is from the... where is this from?
Oh, is it from the state of emergency? Is it from the state of Washington?
Oh, this says...
Are we all going to die?
On MSNBC Thursday night, Washington... Well, let me go back, actually. Bezos hired a team of investigators to look into how, late last year, the Inquirer obtained the raunchy text messages he exchanged with Lauren Sanchez.
Which we read in an appropriate, erotic manner, and let me tell you what.
An animal.
They were hot.
I love your peanuts, man.
If we want to melt the snow, we can just read some Jeff Bezos texts. Remember, he wants to get drunk, but not too drunk, and he wants to do crossword puzzles with her. And he wants to breathe her in.
Whew, fanning myself off over here.
Woo-hoo!
The billionaire founder of Amazon claimed in an explosive post published Thursday that the Inquirer, which is published by Trump pal David Pecker, recently tried to extort him by threatening to release explicit photos he sent Sanchez if he continued the investigation. On MSNBC Thursday night, Washington Post reporter Manuel Roig Franzia said he had spoken extensively with the head of Bezos' investigation security consultant Gavin DeBecker, a.k.a. Ray Donovan.
Yeah, the fixer.
They have begun to believe the Bezos camp that this publication by the National Enquirer might have been politically motivated. Gavin DeBecker told us that he does not believe that Jeff Bezos' phone was hacked. He thinks it's possible a government entity might have gotten hold of these text messages.
I love that. We're now, it's a possibility the government's into Bezos. Now Bezos is hinting that the Saudis may be involved. All over a billionaire's ween. It's some horny billionaire that wants to get some off like a gold-digging socialite. And we've now got the government and the Saudis involved.
The Daily Beast reported last month that Bezos investigators had questioned Michael Sanchez, the brother of Lauren Sanchez, who suggested the deep state or national security agency may have obtained the text.
I want nothing more than to believe that someone in the CIA was like, really? This is what I'm being assigned? Yes. Get us Bezos's ween.
By the way, deep state is one of the better terms of all time.
just deep oh, undercover.
Just so much. It means so much.
In the bowels of the government somewhere.
Deep state. Are you a part of the deep state?
I would like to hope.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I want to be a part of it. I'm up for espionage.
If I tell you, I have to kill you.
It's all over some really bad text messages that a lonely, kind of pathetic man worth $137 million sent to clearly a gold digger.
Well, think about Bezos like 15 years ago when he's making Amazon and just trying to sell some books on the side. You think he ever would imagine that his life would come to this?
No. Look, we've all sent a regrettable text message, all right? Look, at Joe's a single bro. I guarantee Joe has sent some photos.
Oh, no. I am adamant. I am never asked because there's nothing that I can send that will match the hotness of the photo that I receive.
Do the ladies ask?
Oh, no. I mean, like, they don't.
They don't ask.
I was going to say, I've never heard of a chick to willingly ask for a down under pick.
They just show up.
Yeah. Basically, unsolicited. But no, I know very well, no matter how I frame myself, what lighting I might have, you know, on a bear rug in front of a fireplace, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever I'm showing on that
picture,
it's not good.
I'm not buying it. Joe is a very bro-y guy out there trying to make things happen. I don't buy that there's not a picture of Captain Spaulding there somewhere somewhere out there.
I would say of all the personalities on the fan,
yeah,
if you were to ask me which one is most likely to have the most DPs out there, it's probably Joe.
It's Joe.
It's not.
Joe, you seem like a ween pick, man. You do.
How do I seem?
And
like
I hate to say this, but my next go-to on that is Brandon Sprague.
Yeah, that would be my first,
too. Because Sprague is always trying to gear down.
Well, and he's kind of, he's just got that.
He's got that vibe.
Cocky vibe about him. He's like, yeah, you want to see
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you check this
no
out.
No pun intended.
he's always posting just like random shirtless pics, but it acts like it's no big deal. He's like, whoa, just hanging out.
Wait, is my shirt off?
Yeah, I guarantee he sent one to his wife like, oops.
100% that Sprague's got.
So I think it's you two guys.
Yeah.
No, just Sprague.
So I don't buy it. I don't know why you're not coming clean on this. I guarantee.
I have had a cell phone since I was 16, and I am trying to go back in the memory banks if I have, you know, ever done that.
No, because you're in the Tinder world, right? You've been swiping left and swiping right.
Again, that's.
You have sent. You have no. sent.
Hell, it's probably your profile picture.
It's an elephant trunk on there.
You wear like Jordan wearing your hat on backwards.
Yeah, I know.
You've said picks.
All right. All right, we got to go. We'll get to the lawsuit news next week.
By the way, no one's buying your claims, Joe. People are calling you out left and right. Guaranteed DPs galore.
Oh, man. Maybe we could do a fun segment. Where we all...
Where's this headed?
Yeah. It's headed in a poor direction, I'm warning you now. But this is the kind of thing I think about. What if we all did a DP and then the listeners had to match the D to the DJ?
Just little note card above it.
Oh, that looks like... Oh.
Goodness gracious!
There's Rob.
Wow.
Rob's would be very prestigious and
watching
some,
him up there swing his
there'd
little
be some
bat.
Salt and pepper in there. Rob's would look like a college professor. Be a little tweed jacket.
That's horrible. Okay, John wraps it up next, I think, on The Fan.
John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, just a few minutes left here on Friday. Big bad John. And here's John.
Live from Washougal.
Yeah. Are you in the new house? And are you okay? I heard your dad ran you over.
I am in my new house. I am in Washougal. This is an historic first ever mailing it in from Washougal. And yes, my dad ran me over.
What happened?
And I just like to say this. Had I fallen down, it's a good thing I'm a large person. Because had I fallen down, I believe he would have backed over me entirely and I'd be dead.
Now, I also heard, again, this is all secondhand, that he yelled at you after he hit you with the truck?
So he helped us move, and we were kind of done, and Heather wasn't back here yet. And my dad was parked out in the street, and I said, "Why don't you move your car, Dad, so when Heather gets here, she can park right in front." He said, "Okay." And we walked out to the car together, and I kind of stood in the street behind the car, and I told my dad, I said, "Why don't you back up and just go right here?" And my dad said to me, "No, I'm going to pull forward and go over there so that when I leave, I can just go around the block." So clear instructions were given from him that he was pulling forward. So I didn't feel the need to move from behind the car. And I was standing there, and it was a cold evening. And so I was kind of looking around and looking at the new neighborhood. And all of a sudden, it was like, you know, Willie McGinnis hit me. And I went down. And I look up, and he's backed up into me. He's hit me. And, like, it startled me, and I got... It took a minute to realize what had happened because it was just out of the blue. And he was still coming. Like, he didn't stop. He was still backing up. Either he didn't notice that he hit me or he didn't care. So I started smacking the window, like, to get his attention, which is where I'm like, if I would have fallen down, I had no way to get his attention. But luckily, I was standing up. So I'm smacking the window, and he gets out of the car, and he still doesn't know he hit me. And he yells at me. He starts yelling at me for hitting his car. He's like, "Why are you hitting my car?" And I'm like, "You idiot, you just ran me over." And I almost died.
That's fantastic. Great story. Sorry, yeah. You almost died, though.
Ah, moving.
Yeah. Right? It's ridiculous. And then my dad felt bad, and it was a whole thing. And so, like, it was my dad ran me over. So I figure I will never let him forget this. There will be a million, like, years from now, I'll be like, "Man, my knee's a little sore from where you ran me over."
How's the new house?
It's really nice. We're pretty happy. Other than moving sucks. It's the worst thing in the world. I don't recommend anybody ever doing it. Right. I don't know why I did it. And I wish I hadn't. My life is in luxury. And I can't believe how much crap I have.
Yeah. But that, yeah, I mean, look, don't you think Heather's doing most of the...
I'm sure John, you know, helped with the move, but now that he's in, John has zero responsibility.
Like unpacking and you unpack the couch and sit on it. She'll do the rest.
Yeah.
I'll see. I don't know that would fly per se in the house, but she is doing more than her fair share. So, it's going to be a while. We have a lot to do, but happy to be here. Washougal has been very welcoming.
You're not at a press conference, John. You don't have to lie.
You suck it up to Washougal pretty bad up there. Were you trying to get a discount at the Pendleton Outlet? Is that what you're up to?
We already checked out a Mexican restaurant in town. It was delicious. So if they're listening, we plan on coming back.
All right. Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Bye.
See you guys later.
Oh, love you.
The Palatial Sukanic Estate up there in Washougal.
Yeah, I'm still stunned that they moved.
It's a nice house.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yeah. It's just... You know, I just wouldn't. I don't know. The Sukanics just seem like they hunker down, man. Like they don't change.
He was there for
like change is not
there for like 20 plus years.
Yeah, crazy. That's why I say I'm shocked that they moved.
And I'm happy to report that I did nothing to help them move. Nothing at all.
Were you obligated?
I was involved in no way.
That's what movers are for. He's an adult.
Exactly. If you can afford the Sukanic Estate, you can afford movers.
That's right.
It's my dad's fault for offering to help.
All right. Thanks to Joe filling in for Mike. We are back Monday, 3 to 7. Everybody stay safe out there, huh? I mean, it's nasty.
I don't know if I'm going to make it home. This could be my last broadcast. Pray for me.
We'll see you Monday on The Fan.
Maybe.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Snowmageddon 2019. Yeah!